Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
Hello, good day, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So today, I am bringing on a brand new co-host for you guys. This gentleman I met last year at a powerful event. You've heard me talk about it multiple times. I've brought on almost 15 different people from this event in San Diego, California. Obviously, I'm talking about Thrive, Make Money Matter. Last year was my first time going. I'll be returning again this year for the second time. This gentleman was one of the speakers at this powerful event. And as I've hinted before, there was a lot of powerful speakers, and this gentleman was definitely one of the top ones. This guy's been around the block. I can't even read his entire intro because he's done so much. But some of the personal things that stand out to me that I want you to hear are he is the CEO of the National Exercise and Sports Trainers Association. That's something near and dear to my heart since I am a CrossFit coach and I've been in the personal trainer world and I've been a spinning instructor. So that kind of connects with me. He's connected with the MMA Conditioning Association, Get America Fit Foundation, publisher of Personal Trainer Magazine. He's a four-time Amazon number one best-selling author. But most importantly, he's the entrepreneurial coach, if I could put it as simply as that. This guy does a lot of speaking. He's influencing a lot of entrepreneurs, especially in the health and fitness space. So without further ado, welcome your new co-host to the show, John Spencer Ellis.
Thank you. Big responsibility, big opportunity. I'm excited. Let's do this.
And it was funny. So right before we started the show, this guy has a crazy backdrop. So some of our newer listeners, guys, you know that I'm now promoting this content on YouTube as well. So if you guys want, go on, because like this guy's got a sweet new pad in Vegas, which, by the way, is where we're going this year for Thrive Make Money Matter 2017. And John, you actually just said your wife designed it, right?
Yeah. So this has been a dream come true. We live part of the year in California, but we spend a lot of time now in Las Vegas, and we have owned a place here in this building on the Las Vegas Strip on the 21st floor for about 4 years now. And we always had said, I wish we would have gotten something bigger. I wish we could have done more. So literally in that moment, we said, well, let's call Michelle, our real estate agent, and let's see what's available. And she says, well, you know, there's a penthouse available. It's a gray shell. When a gray shell basically means here's a concrete warehouse in the sky and there's no electric, no plumbing. There's nothing. Literally, it's a concrete box in the sky.
So we're talking like a clean canvas to work with.
Yes. Yes. And we put in an offer the next day.
Wow.
And I sold an office building I had in California. I moved a bunch of stuff out of California. And it took us 7 or 8 months to build it, you know, 3 months to close escrow and all that kind of stuff. And it's fairly new that we're here. And it's a quite large penthouse on the Las Vegas Strip overlooking. It has about a 300 degree view. Back behind me is the main room back there. And I'm in my office here.
I love all the glass and the open concept.
This is north this way. Yeah, it's all glass and mirror and reflective surfaces. And it's my wife, fortunately, I married a smart, pretty, talented woman. And she's a designer on HGTV and TLC and Bravo and E and all those things. And she's super, super talented. And so she had basically this crazy canvas to build our penthouse. And it is kind of a combination of a New York loft, a nightclub, an office building, and a house all in one. It's really cool.
That's a crazy combination. I mean, for somebody who I've actually spent years in the late 90s working in New York City, going back and forth when I was, you know, just entering the business world and thought that that was the claim to fame, so to speak. But, and I've gone to clubs in New York City too. And I've been to Vegas multiple times. So it's interesting that we just threw it all together. I'm just trying to imagine what the rest of the place looks like. You're going to have to do when she's done. She's probably going to like bring HGTV in there.
It's totally done.
Oh, okay.
We're totally done. I have a bunch of pictures on my Facebook and things like that. But yeah, it's super, super cool. I'm super grateful. A ton of work, stressful, but we're enjoying it. Yeah.
Well, they say one of the most stressful things, one of many, but one of the most stressful things in life is relocation or moving or
absolutely,
you know, flipping a house or whatever it may be. And it sounds like you've done a lot more than that.
Well, it's because you, I mean, she understands it better than I do because that's her baby. For me, doing something like this from the ground up for the first time, I've done a bunch of weird stuff throughout my career and things that are challenging for sure. But this was very tough and many unexpected expenses, delays, permits, dealing with subcontractors and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But she saw it through because she's done this so many times, and the result is pretty spectacular. I'm super excited.
That's pretty awesome. Well, what, just on a side note, what does she go by online? Like, if people want to follow her and check her out.
Oh, if you want to find her?
Yeah.
KellyEllis.com. KELLI.
Oh, she's literally Ellis. That Kelly? My fiance and I watch HGTV all the time. So so I was like, wait a minute. Oh yeah, I know the name. Because we geek out on the designers. So
yeah, she's actually about halfway done filming her latest episode of House Hunters Renovation in LA. I think she has to go back in about 3 weeks and wrap it, and then it will air this fall. But she's done about 150 episodes of TV.
Wow.
HGTV and Bravo and, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. I can't even keep track of it. That's the truth. I don't honestly know all of it.
Sounds like she's definitely put in the reps then, huh?
She has, and she also is an artist, and she is a furniture designer. She has a new line of furniture. She's repping an outdoor furniture brand called Red Star Trade. Yeah, RST brand. I'd make sure I say the right thing. And it's the official outdoor furniture line for Costco.com. So she's their brand ambassador.
Wow.
And they're just like all kinds. I mean, it's crazy. Like, basically, for as much as like what I do in the entrepreneur and fitness space, that's what she does for the art and design space.
Intriguing. And I was going to say, that's a good transition. Let's dive into that, because we've been geeking out about that powerful wife of yours, and clearly the girl knows what she's doing. So there's no doubt about that. And, but back to our intro, you have been around the block, sir. I mean, when you got on stage last year, and obviously as I hinted, we had a lot of powerful speakers. That's what really stood out to me. I've told multiple people, I've been to more and more events over the past year or two trying to get out there more. And I'm like, it's hard to top being in that kind of lineup like you were, and just being in the audience and experiencing that. So
I was so honored to be able to do that.
How did you get on that? I mean, because I'm a networking nut and I love teaching people the power of just trying to serve others, and then eventually it all comes back to fruition through networking. Like, how did you end up on that
exactly
stage?
What I did.
Okay.
Yeah, well, what happened is I was actually on a riverboat cruise going up the Danube River, leaving Budapest, Hungary. This is a true story. And of course, I'm an entrepreneur, so they had Wi-Fi. So as I'm sitting out on the balcony watching the Parliament building go by in Budapest, I go through my Facebook feed and I see the ad for Thrive. And I thought, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. I want to go and I'd like to speak. And so I sent an email to Cole, not knowing that we're actually neighbors where our other home is in California. We live like a mile from each other. Didn't even know that. And so he goes, you know, it's too late this year. And I said, you know what? I'll tell you what, I'm going to promote for you. I'm just going to promote the event for you. I think it's great what you're doing. I like the purpose and everything. So I'm going to promote and ask for nothing in exchange. And then we became friends, went out to lunch a few times. I helped some of his friends and other Thrivers, as we call them, the Thrive Tribe.
The Thrive Tribe.
And then Thrive Tribe, yes. And then I invested in his mastermind, which was incredible. Met awesome people. And then I did his SEO for the event as well, search engine optimization, promoting his website, and also helped him some more and promoted the event. And also did the next mastermind. And he and his wife, Sonia, asked me to speak. And then I promoted the event some more.
Of course.
So I paid my dues. I paid my money to show that I'm a serious player.
Right.
And it was important for me to be a part of this group because they're such awesome people. And so, yes, you're saying pay it forward. One thing I learned from Brian Tracy, I was at a world premiere of his documentary film. My buddy Nick Natten produced it. And someone says, what is the secret of success to Brian Tracy, who's a legend, right? Mm-hmm. And he says, it's very simple, you know, in very Brian Tracy terms, he's kind of to the point, right? He goes, very simple. Here it is. He goes, with success, you have to pay it in full and you have to pay it in advance. Hmm. That was it. And he set the mic down.
That fast.
Oh. That's it. And I'm like, all right, well.
If you got the right content and it's short and sweet. That. Yeah, right to the point. I love it. That's actually pretty right on point. Yeah. I'd put the mic down too. Well, so obviously getting on that stage. And for our listeners, we obviously talk a lot in this show with health, business, lifestyle, and obviously a part of health is fitness, and you're heavily connected in that world. Would you say that, and I like to jump right to the meat and potatoes here, so even though I don't eat a lot of potatoes anymore, I'm more of a sweet potato guy, but so would you say that really the health and the fitness space is really what helped build that foundation for you?
Definitely.
Okay.
I learned a lot from my dad. Well, I have to apologize in advance because talking about health, there's a lesson as to why I'm coughing. And I'm actually going to tell you a good lesson that I learned as to why I'm a little under the weather. So I apologize for the voice as well, but it's a good lesson.
Hey, this is real life. Go for it.
Yeah. No, it's a good lesson. So I learned about a lot of this from my father. He was a bodybuilder. And he was a boxer in the army and he was an entrepreneur. Like I had a different choice, like right growing up. Right.
Wow. Okay.
And so we used to watch the Olympics on TV and we'd watch the powerlifting and, you know, he'd explain the psych up phase and the sports psychology and how people would prepare. And then they'd go backstage and kind of see their coach, you know, working with them and everything. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of my intro into all that. And I got a gym membership when I was 12. That's what I wanted for my 12th birthday. My first personal trainer was Tony Emmett. He was my personal trainer for 2 years from age 12 to 14. And he won Mr. Universe, Mr. World, Mr. Great Britain, Mr. United Kingdom. I think he won.
That's a lot of wins.
Universe at the year after Arnold did, just to give you some perspective.
And Arnold's really, a huge name. That's a huge name to follow up on.
I know. So what a lot of this says is I'm old is one. And I've been doing this a very, very long time. I've definitely paid my dues. I still have a lot to learn. I know that for certain. I'm not kidding anybody. I just learned it from my dad and I got into it early and, you know, personal development. I learned from Tony Robbins first, as most people do that are about my age. You know, Tony was a major influence.
I was just listening to his new podcast today again.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. All this stuff's great. Yeah. And since then I've had, I don't know how many coaches and mentors and influencers and books I've read and, I mean, it's never ending. I'm always learning, always connecting, always growing. But, you know, one thing that I've learned that people say, you know, your net worth is related to your network. Your network creates your net worth because it creates the opportunity. But there's another component to that that's really important. And that is that your net worth does not determine your self-worth.
Very nice.
And so it has to go full circle.
I love that.
Your network creates the opportunity so you have more of a net worth. But regardless of your net worth, it doesn't affect your self-worth. So even if you don't have what you want yet, don't think less of yourself because of that.
Well, let's pause on that because I mean, obviously you and I are hitting right on the point of networking, right? And the power of your network. And I've lost track of how many times I've mentioned on this show the classic Jim Rohn quote, you know, we're the product of the five people we spend the most time with. Like that's your inner circle, right? There's a bigger circle happening here. But what do you think about the power of, because you, even though you say, oh, I'm older, you're crushing it online. And actually while we're talking here, I'm actually going to do a screen share. That's the power of this new, you know, using video, not just podcast audio. And for our listeners, guys, again, I mean, johnspencerellis.com, but go check him out. I mean, the guy's been around the block. He's got coaching. He's got speaking. He's got his blog. He's got his own podcast show. As I already hinted, he founded Nesta. Did you found Nesta? Or you're president and CEO of Nesta.
Sorry. Yeah, I did. No, I founded it. Yeah.
There we go.
Absolutely.
So there's an example of you literally created a network, not just built your own network. But back to the point on social media And I'll go ahead and click over here. Again, you can find him at Dr. John Spencer Ellis on Facebook. So what do you think about this new craze where everybody, and I'm going to connect this on Michael O'Neill too, since you guys were talking to him. On his show, he says, oh, you know what? You're innocent until proven creepy. So if people are friending you or follow or trying to follow you, just go ahead and hit accept until they do something wrong. But what do you think about that? Where I see people now, ever since I launched the show and I'm starting to do more public speaking, I got people friending me. And my personal point of view is if somebody friends me, within 24 hours, you should at least send me some type of message to let me know why you're trying to connect with me. But there's people out there just liking and friending. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Oh, I think that's a good idea. Michael has such funny sayings too. He's a crack up. And I like that. You're innocent until proven creepy. Yeah. I think you want to give people the benefit of the doubt and you want to be trustworthy. That's a nice thing to experience, is to feel trust and trusted. Unfortunately, gosh, I mean, just recently I've learned of people in situations who were not, and what it was not what I thought it was, and who they are or were. Mm. And it just is so sad and so frustrating. So I would caution people when you have a bad feeling, go slowly with a new friendship, new relationship, new collaboration or whatever it is. Make people earn your trust. I think everyone or everything should jump through an appropriate hoop or height of a hurdle. And it doesn't mean that you're trying to, you know, make them like a Cirque du Soleil act.
No, but it goes back to our earlier chat, I think, where we want to show value. And like how you became a speaker, right? You needed to build some value, and it's not always dollars, right? I have people commenting all the time, and I don't know, how long have you had your podcast now?
About 3 years, but I've only gotten serious with it recently, and because of that, it's doing better. And I actually rebranded it as well, because I went through a complete rebranding process. So that's part of the new me.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and bring that back up because I had that up earlier as well, because you did. Okay. There's a show called The Entrepreneur Show. That's the new brand, right?
Yeah, the show.
Yeah. So.
And so sometimes it's just me. Sometimes I have guests.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's from something that we actually broadcasted live here from the penthouse, where I interview different experts, like AJ Roberts.
Nice.
Recently. Yeah, he's a good buddy of mine. He's a great guy.
Actually, I enjoy that style, because that's something that I don't listen to everything from Tim Ferriss, but a lot of his a lot of his shows, he loves to bring on that whole, hey, I've got this expert, I've got that expert. And John Lee Dumas obviously just brings on everybody as far as entrepreneurs go. So I could barely keep up with his episodes. Sure. So it's just jumping in and grabbing the content that really stands out to you. But I want to hit on a point here, is that with podcasting, for example, I wanted to make sure that while you and I had sort of connected at Thrive, that I was going to at least reach out to you in the Thrive community. And then, you know, we've had a roller coaster trying to get connected and match schedules. We're both busy people. You're a way busier entrepreneur than I am, but I stay busy. I travel. And I tell people, I'm like, well, how do you get people on your show? And I said, well, one of my latest tricks is nobody seems to know about that little share button in the podcast apps. And so I know for a fact that I've tagged you on whenever you're on some of my friends' podcasts, like Michael O'Neill's or somebody else's podcast, I will share the show and make sure I tag not just the host of the show, but obviously because it's his show or her show, but also the guest. I will track them down, because not every podcast will include the @ symbol as far as your address. So I'm like, okay, well, real quick, I'll search for them. If they're on Twitter, I'll make sure that when I share that little post, because it automatically generates in the app, I'll just edit it and make sure I have enough characters to allow to share the person who was actually on the show. Because Vinny Todorich, I was telling you about earlier, he says, I'm the only one who tweets his shows. He retweets every tweet that I send, because he's like, this is great. He's like, I don't know how to do that. He's like, I'm old. He's like, I don't know how to do that techie stuff. So he's like, thank you for sharing the episode. But that's how I got him on the show too, is because I was honoring him.
You have to be creative.
Yeah.
You have to be creative.
Yeah.
I'll give you some, like, as an example. Can you see my camera right now or no?
Mark Fisher Fitness, yeah. Yeah, and actually, hold on real quick. I will stop screen sharing so we can get a bigger image. Okay. There we go.
So, Mark has one of the most successful private, you know, small to mid-size, I guess.
I love the old school graphic.
In New York. And he, like, his trainers and clients dress up as superheroes, and that's one of the things. But he came to a party we had here during the Idea World Convention, and I had literally 25 of some of the most preeminent fitness educators and professionals in the world here. And a quick side note, I mean, literally the people that were in this room are responsible for probably close to half of the fitness trends created in the last two decades.
That's pretty powerful.
It, you know, globally. And by the way, that noise you just heard is
sounds like a drill.
It was a drill, and I don't know where it's coming from, but we carry on. So no, what I was saying about Mark Fisher is,
and real quick, guys, I think I got him. Is this your man?
Yes. he's so awesome. This is a good lesson, because Mark is incredibly charismatic, a great speaker, a great fitness trainer, liked by everyone I know. And he, so far, at least to this point, is the only one who has done a card to thank me for hosting the party. Now, that doesn't mean that you're obligated to, that you have to, that I expect it. That's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But knowing who he is and how he does his business, and he's so conscientious and loving and everything else, this doesn't surprise me that he would do something like that. I love it when people have to do maintenance when you're hosting a live show. That's just awesome.
Well, it actually just further reinforces how new your flat is.
Yes, this is true. This is true.
Because didn't you say before we even started that you actually had, like, are you actually going to be getting something on? You have a concrete floor right now. You literally have the gray still present. So you're going to be putting like a carpet down, or?
No, that's actually someone near us. It's not us, but yes. Oh. I mean, no, this whole place is all, and that's why it's a little bit of an echo. So I apologize for that. I have to get a rug here in my office to dampen that sound, but the whole thing is it's concrete floors, polished concrete, exposed ceilings.
Yeah. I can see the shiny metal ductwork. I love that exposed ductwork.
I can turn that a little bit so you can see.
There you go. For our listeners, he's panning his camera so you can look out over top of Vegas.
In the Rio there. I'm afraid I'll goof up the everything if I try to turn all the way around, but basically right in front of me is what am I trying to say here? The Bellagio and the Wynn and the Encore and everything. It's very, very proximal.
Well, you got great view there, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that. And like I said, drills, sometimes they happen. I've literally had a helicopter fly overhead, and I've got a nice Heil PR40, and I'm trying to turn the gains down, and I'm like, what's going on? There's never a helicopter over my house. So,
I can adjust this live on the fly.
So yeah, exactly.
I can get the levels back up, right?
Well, if you dial yours down, I can dial you up over here and probably adapt that.
Okay, how's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And yeah. We carry on.
There we go. I don't hear the drill,
of
course. Yeah. So.
Okay, good.
So clearly we agree on obviously the power of giving back to people first before you expect anything in return.
Yes. Yeah. And
would you say that's one of the secrets to your success?
This is going to be one of the craziest shows you've ever done. And I apologize. I literally have one of my French bulldogs whining for me to hold it. So you're going to also see a dog on the show.
Hey,
so
I'm a dog lover. I have a coonhound.
This is hysterical. All right. Hang on 1 second.
We're going to stand by here.
This is ridiculous.
He's going to grab his dog, and I'm actually going to share. Oh, you do have that. And actually, here, I'll stop sharing so we can get a better shot of the puppy. Oh. Now, how old is that one?
This is Lucy.
How old is Lucy?
Or Lily.
Lily.
This is Lily. Lucy, come here.
You have a Lucy, too. You have a Lucy and a Lily.
There was a bird out on the balcony, and they're freaking out.
Oh, okay. Well, If it helps you understand, my dog's a lot bigger than that, but I have an English red tick coon hound, and you take him outdoors into a park, every tree, he's howling, every tree. He just automatically assumes there's a squirrel in every tree. So you won't have to worry about that as much in Vegas, though. But no, he's a cute pup. How old is you said I was Lily?
Okay, here we go. Lucy, come here. We gotta do this. You know what the reason we're doing this? See, now people have to watch this on YouTube. So
yep.
We're only listening on iTunes now.
You're letting people in. Oh, there. Now's the other one. Now that one's Lucy.
This is Lucy.
That's Lucy. Never did. So let's see that face. They are well groomed. She is cute.
Super cute. No, she's the cables. All right.
Fantastic. And they both are about 2 years old.
This one's 7 months.
Okay. Wow.
The black one.
Yeah. See, now the other one looked younger. Maybe it's the hair color.
The shape of the face.
Oh.
Even though they're both French bulldogs, they have different shaped faces.
Yeah. So well, and let's.
You've been listening to the show. Now you got to watch it.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Well, here's a funny thing. I tell people all the time, like, health and fitness and wellness and that healthy lifestyle balance that you and I were talking about before we even started the show, like entrepreneurship and everything else, like these little pieces of our lives that people need to understand that John is still a regular person. I'm a regular person. We have dogs. Like dogs make us happy. no offense to the cat lovers. I'm just not a cat person. I'm a dog guy. So
it's my understanding that people, when you have a dog, people are generally happier with the dog. I mean, I don't know. It's probably the same for cat lovers. I mean, I'm not saying it is or is not. I just don't know that.
I studied a little psychology in university, and basically I only minored in it. And they basically talk about how it's just a different type of support system, but pets are all good at absorbing that. But cats obviously are more standoffish. Whereas your dogs, they could tell when you're not doing well, and they will be extra supportive.
Right. Now she's trying to chew a cable. I'm trying to keep her from hurting herself. All right.
Are those the same cables that you need to do your show with?
This is the same cable that's providing this light on my side here. This is honestly the most interesting interview I've done so far, where I have been a little disruptive, and I have to apologize because that is some crazy stuff.
I think you're rolling fine. Okay. I mean, I think these are those things that test us in life, right? You can't plan everything in life. You just got to roll with it.
No. And the thing is, I think this is just a good lesson, is not to get too upset. A lot of people don't do Facebook Live videos, as an example, because they're worried about being perfect.
Yeah.
And if you're perfect, or you think you need to be, or if people expect you to be for whatever reason, those aren't real friends or real fans.
Nope.
When you goof up, that's okay. And also, people bond over tragedy, struggle, far more than they do over triumph and victory. So it's okay.
Well, it also just shows that you're real. I was traveling back from, I was in upstate New York earlier today on business. So I probably had a 3 hour drive coming back here. I live in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So I'm an hour north of Philadelphia and an hour west of New York City. So we're in a nice sweet spot here. And I forget which podcast I was listening to. I think it might've been actually John Lee Dumas, but they were talking about video, and they were talking about people who try and make everything perfect. It's not the same. Like, not everybody wants this perfect, clean, supercharged video. That's fine if you're attending a training or one of these webinars. That's different. But in this case, you and I are talking about, hey, man, there's going to be some imperfections. And especially if you're talking on video about the mistakes that you've made in your life, actually, you know, this is a great transition. Then it shows people that, hey, they're willing to be honest and approachable, and they're trying not to be perfect all the time. And that attracts more people to you. So whether it's on the podcast or on this YouTube feed right now, once this goes live, I mean, let's talk about that, man. Like, do you have, what is like one of your top biggest mistakes in recent years? Because you've obviously built a hell of an entrepreneurial journey.
God, the list is long. that's good. I've had lots of successes. I'm incredibly fortunate. I live a good life, but I've made a ton of mistakes. The reason I'm under the weather right now, I believe, is because I've been running at 100 miles an hour. Some things are self-perpetuating. Some things are self-inflicted. Other things, demands are put upon you. I think this is a combination of those things. but you only can do so much. And so like, I'm either training super, super hard, and then I have to back off on other stuff. Or if I have a lot of different business ventures and launches and things like that, you have to kind of feather things in and out. You have family obligations. Literally, like in the last 4 months, I've had martial arts belt tests. We finished building this place. My daughter graduated from TCU. We've had 3 mastermind events. I've had 3 product launches. We've had to move things to another state. My wife is filming a new TV show. I'm like, it's all good. Like, it's not like tragedy. People have things that are certainly more, I'm not saying woe is me. Believe me, I'm not doing that. I'm just saying it's the cumulative effect of these things. I didn't pause long enough to say, you know what? I need an extra day off. Mm-hmm. And I kept chugging along because that's the way I go about things. And so and starting the last day of my mastermind, I could feel, man, I was starting to fade.
Do you feel that there was any kind of like, were you anywhere near like maybe possible some impact on adrenal fatigue, anything like that? Was it that bad or no?
I haven't had any blood work done to say, you know, what that is, but it's a, you know, fatigue. I've lost like 4 or 5 pounds just because I haven't had the appetite.
Yeah.
You know,
but it sounds like you had more mental fatigue.
It was both. It was both because, and then your body gets to a certain point and it says, you know what? Screw you. I'm done. I'm going to bounce. Yep. So like this whole week I've done very wimpy workouts, very wimpy, like literally like 30% low intensity. And then, I go sit in the steam room, jacuzzi, sauna, and drink like a gallon of water.
But you're allowing recovery.
Take naps. I have to.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah, that was something that, I mean, the last couple of weeks, I did a Spartan Super like 3 weeks ago, super race. I haven't done a super. So I was like, I'll go do super. And then the following weekend, I had a CrossFit competition to do here locally. At the same time, only a week difference, my fiance competed in the same CrossFit competition. And then last week ran her first Olympic triathlon. So I kind of hinted at the same thing to her. She's an entrepreneur, has her own, she's a large animal horse vet. So her and 2 other doctors, females running up, you know, horse veterinary practice. And they work on other large animals too. So it's like, you're running your business, you're doing these races. She also did very, very well. This is her most athletic year yet. And she placed first in her age group in both competitions. So she's high on life right now. But I also, last week, actually it was, yeah, right before the Olympic try this past weekend, we both took Wednesday off. I said, babe, we're going to do something for rest and recovery. She and I have never done floating. Have you heard of floating?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a new high-end little spa here that has the whole Epsom salt float tanks and everything else. I was like, we're going to go do this. And she's like, I don't believe in that. And I said,
it's not a religion.
It's exactly. I was like, listen, you need rest and recovery. You're complaining about a hamstring thing. You've already got a chiropractic session and a massage session planned in the next 24 hours. It can't hurt to add this in and just relax. And she's also very intellectual. So she's very guilty of getting mentally burnt out. So I was like, what better way than be alone with your thoughts? Heck, even if you fall asleep, you just lay there for an hour and you're weightless. Yeah. I actually took the opportunity to work on meditation.
Yeah, don't judge yourself. Just let it happen.
Yeah.
I actually had to go through this same thing with my wife because she is as hardworking as I am. Because I could not be with a lazy person. Wouldn't work. I have a hard time respecting lazy people.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has a different work drive and motivational factors. But if you're just lazy, I just have a very hard time respecting that type of person because they generally are the same kind of person who says that other people got lucky. It wasn't right for them. The timing was off. I was disadvantaged. I had a
when they're saying that, it's because deep down in their own head, they're beating themselves up because they know that they could have stepped up a little bit more. But it's easier just to say that about somebody else than to own their own crap and be accountable.
Yeah.
I actually learned a quote years ago. You might like this. You let me know your thoughts on it. It was actually one of our mission statements. I was an analyst before I left the corporate world. I was an analyst with T-Mobile. And one of the mission statements or value statements, I forget which one it was that they had, and actually I will say I liked it, was they're very big on teamwork. whether you're an individual person or working on a project team, it doesn't matter. They said, we are all personally and collectively accountable for our results. So the whole point of that statement was, you got to own your stuff while also working together those and owning it together. But the whole point is you still have your own personal accountability mixed in there. And if you're not going to step up and motivate.
If the person in question is intimately involved with you, personally, professionally, relationally, familially, that's a tough one to say. you're more vested and there's more to gain and lose. And you feel probably more obligated to want to help that person. So I just told my wife, I'm looking here. I think she's gone for now. She went downstairs. There's a great gym on the second floor. And, nice. And even yesterday I said, she's running around crazy. And I said, just take 10 minutes and use the foam roller. Just, you've been walking around, you had some heels on. You've been all over the place. Just pause, use the foam roller, drink some extra water. Mm-hmm. And so she did that. And now she's doing a workout downstairs.
There
just,
you go.
Just to kind of set herself. And then, because tonight we have a big cocktail party here for her business, for her mastermind, which begins tomorrow.
Nice. Oh, she has her own mastermind.
Yes, for the design industry, for architects, artists, and interior designers.
Wow. And is this her first event, or she's done it multiple times?
Well, she's taught for years.
Okay.
In addition to doing all the other things, she also teaches and she speaks. She was just on stage with Gary Vaynerchuk like a month ago. Oh. She's doing really well with her stuff. But this is her first mastermind that she's held at the penthouse. But she's so well-liked and doing such a good job. She literally spent no money marketing the mastermind. And the next one hasn't even been announced yet or posted online. It's already sold out.
Are you serious?
It's ridiculous. I mean, good for her, but wow.
You know what? And just because I love all the new video functionality, I was already going to share your page, but let's go ahead and give her some love. You've been really promoting the heck out of her.
Sure.
And right there, the Design Mastermind is sold out.
That's right. Yeah, she's done so well. So there you go.
Oh, yeah, you got cocktails tonight, man.
Cocktails tonight. Tomorrow is like 9 hours straight through. And those are her rock star principles, how to become a rock star in your industry.
I love acronyms. So that's a good one. I like that.
And then you wanted to know what the place looks like. There's a video she put together right there.
Well, you know what? I'll do this. Power of sharing screens while you and I talk. I'll leave the volume off and let it play. And that's why I love Zoom as far as a platform over Skype.
It's so great. Yeah, and it's a little sketchy, you know, because we're...
It looks more behind the scenes. Like, oh, you're sneaking in. It's still maybe you just finished construction. Oh, so you literally run the mastermind in your place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, so they get to hang in your house.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's just a quick look at it. But
now, do your masterminds also happen there? Because, hold on a second here.
Absolutely.
There is.
Yep.
So you have... Obviously,
yeah.
You're a mastermind.
Yeah, it's I'm doing all sorts of stuff. Like the next one is with Michael O'Neill. We're teaching people how to build their platform. I have another one later in the year with AJ Mirsad on teaching fitness trainers how to create a global celebrity brand. Hmm. I'm doing one also later in the year with Pat Rigsby. Who's a great guy in the fitness industry. We've been friends for years. And then, you know, just a lot of other things as well for, you know, private events. I do one-on-one mentorship here. That's why it has this look and feel, is because it has to serve so many different purposes.
So I've got two people that I can also get you connected with of the world-class athlete level if you want them for your show.
Well, that'd be awesome.
Well, you said you're connected to the MMA world. So do you guys believe in jump rope for conditioning?
Of course, especially TIE fighters use a lot of jump rope. Yeah.
So the and I'm gonna mess the year up. Might have been 92 Olympic U.S. Olympian Buddy Lee. You ever hear of him? He was the World Marine Corps World Champion multi year, and then obviously earned his
the guy who made the jump rope.
Yep.
Actually, I know exactly. He's amazing.
Right there.
Yeah. Yep.
So I just aired him.
I'm not nearly.
Yeah. He just sent me some ropes. So I'm in my free time I coach CrossFit. I'm a CFL1 trainer. But he's right now in Madison, Wisconsin at the 2017 CrossFit Games getting reconnected with the founder of CrossFit, because apparently back in 2009 he worked with them to get jump rope incorporated into their training demographic, but then he got pulled away with some federal contracts and also the Olympics, because he's literally been an Olympic conditioning coach to multiple Olympian teams, including
awesome.
Our Taekwondo teams and everything else. So I just aired him last week on the show because I had brought on one of his level 2 certified trainers that I got because he had been on the Vinny Tortorich show. So here's all that networking, right? I'm like, listen, I just want to, you know, give you guys some exposure, because I am the first one to admit my jump rope technique sucks because I didn't grow up with it. But I'm a huge athlete, man. I'll go out and do Spartan races. I've done 150 to 200 mile road cycling events. I'm a huge biker. I love the road bike. I've done mountain bike racing when I lived in Colorado. That's why I have, you know, bike art behind me. I've been a USS.
My world for years.
What's that?
Cycling and triathlon was everything I did for years. My goal was to compete in the Tour de France.
No, that is the holy of all biking.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I actually have raced with and trained with a lot of guys that did the tour. And in 1990 or 91, I forget, I raced against Lance in a run bike run championship.
Ooh. Oh, that was cool. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, like he blew my doors off, you know.
Well,
but yeah. It was so long ago. Lance was 19 and I was 21, to give you perspective.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's still cool. I never have. Yeah. I mean, I've run when I was living in Colorado. I would show up and volunteer at the start and the finish lines of the big road cycling event that goes across the entire state.
Classic?
Huh?
Oh, the Amgen?
You're getting really electronic all of a sudden.
Hang on. Let's try this.
That might have been your game.
How's that? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You sound like Mr. Roboto.
All right. Well,
that could be the. That's weird. It's all of a sudden you just switched over to.
We're gonna fix it. I didn't touch anything. So
maybe
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How's that?
No, unplug, replug, maybe.
All right, let's try this
again. To our listeners, guys, this is the fun of podcasting. We both have shows, and stuff does go bad. Whoa, you just got really loud all of a sudden.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, see, now you're normal.
That's weird. Okay, let's see.
You're fine now.
Yeah. I mean, it's the...
Oh, now you froze. Hold on. That could be me, though.
Classic. I mean, that was a while ago.
Huh. There you go. Now we're normal. Everything's fine. Volume's fine.
Okay,
video's cool. Fine.
All right. We carry on.
See?
I tell you what's important is the audience has been treated to numerous mishaps, and that's awesome.
Hey, that's why I got to get you connected with Vinny Tortorich, because it happens all the time, man. He hates California internet. He is always yelling because sometimes him and one of his co-hosts, like the internet gets jacked up, and it's like they're getting the electronic delay and everything else. I don't know if you experience any of this on your show, but...
I have. It's incredibly frustrating.
It is, but that's why it's like, you know what? You could edit all that out or just ride it out for a couple of seconds. Our listeners will understand that, you know what? Life goes on, and they know that we're not trying to overly polish this stuff. We're two real guys just trying to get some content out there and help hopefully our listeners take a little more of something better out of this. So,
yeah, well, I can't polish it because I'm about to cough up a lung. So that would be impossible.
You better be continuing your rest and recovery, because if you're going to be entertaining people tonight, that's going to be mentally exhausting as well. So,
yeah. Well, I tell you what, no, I mean, it really is a good lesson for people, because, like, I'm aside from being an entrepreneur, I mean, like, I'm an athlete, I'm a fitness professional, a health coach. I've done this stuff before they had names for it.
Yeah. Really.
I mean, a very long time. And so I know what's right. And I eat right most often, not every time. I don't eat a bunch of junk, but not every meal is perfect. And I'll have a cocktail, but I don't have four, that's right. For sure. I know what's right. And I let myself get too run down because my desire to achieve superseded my wisdom that should have been in place to say, you need a day off, chill out, go to the movies.
Right.
And so it's a very good lesson that this hasn't happened in a very, very long time, but years ago, each time I would have a product. I hear an echo. There you go.
There you go. You fine?
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah. See?
All right. See, crazy stuff. So every time in the past, years past, I would do a product launch and I would get sick because there's so much energy and everyone has anticipation and you want it to be a success. And I would overdo it. And then I learned, and for years and years and years, I didn't have any issues with anything. But this year has been such a year of change, mm-hmm. good change, awesome stuff. I didn't listen. I fell back. And now I have to go. Chill out.
You and I both talk about Tony Robbins being a great influence. I mean, like I said, I listened to his episode on the drive back today, his latest episode, and he was talking about his three top biohacks. And yeah. I'm a big fan of biohacking and studying that right now too. And he talked about he's researching that whole, have you ever used a Normatec? Those air sleeves you could slide on your legs and your arms.
I've heard of it, but I don't know exactly what it does.
Well, literally, like if you have the sleeves on, it's literally cycling air pressure through the sleeve and basically massaging all the bad out.
It's kind of like a flight suit for jet pilots.
Maybe. I've never seen it, but it's pressurized.
That's what keeps the blood in their brain so they don't pass out.
Then yes.
Similar.
Then yes. Yeah. But he talks about using that, and he talks about using light therapy, and he talks about the big craze right now with the cryogenic full body. Because hey man, 3 minutes in a cryo chamber, he's like, that's way faster. And he just talks about, on that episode, he just talked a lot about rest, recovery, and he talks about how he's like, listen, people don't understand. He's like, I'm traveling all over the world, 40 different countries, talking to hundreds of thousands of people. He's like, if I don't take care of myself, I will be shut down. And that's everything you're talking about. When you got a lot going on, you can only handle so much. You got to be cycling in the rest and recovery.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm drinking water. And then I'm going to eat something light and healthy. And I'm going to go sit in the steam room for another half hour and drink another half gallon of water.
And you're going to sweat out some more of those toxins. So.
Well, yeah. And I know there's always people's perspective on that. You're not sweating out toxins. All you're doing is sweating. But I know. Here's the thing. I feel better when I do it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
So I'm going to do it.
I know that I don't have my, because I'm a CrossFitter, I don't have access to a spa, but if I'm going to go and hang at my buddy's gym and we'll go, because I suck at swimming, so I've never done a try yet myself. So I'm taking swimming lessons for the first time in my life because I didn't grow up around water and I finally need to overcome that weakness or that opportunity to improve. But they have a great dry sauna and steam sauna. And my buddy, every time he's like, hey man, let's go in there. Let's hit them both. And I will say, just like you said, it's definitely relaxing. It is wonderful. They even put some kind of eucalyptus or something into the steam.
That can help too.
Oh, it's so zen.
This is just a little tidbit. If you have a steam sauna or anyone has a steam shower, I was told that they sell eucalyptus pellets, tablets, gels on Amazon that you just put in the steam and then the heat kind of dissolves and releases it and it lets the eucalyptus permeate the air.
I think that's what they're using because I also, every once in a while, I'll drop into the local Bikram yoga center here.
Okay.
And they have a steam room right there across from the hot yoga room. And I always go in there.
There's a yoga wasn't enough.
Yeah. So I go, well, that's what I do. I go to the locker room first, get changed up because this is a really big Bikram center. And I'll go in there and I'll go hit the sauna or the steam room first. And they definitely have the same thing going on. And I was like, they got to be dropping pellets and it's just working into the steam. And it's nice. It is very nice. And then you go do the yoga session and then you don't stop sweating.
Yeah. So hydrate well.
Definitely. If you had to dumb down all the health and fitness knowledge that you and I both have, I was like, one of the most basic things that most people are forgetting is the simplicity of daily hydration. It's crazy.
I just started again, because you know, we get out of habits. We know what's right, but we get out of habits. Now I have a bottle of water just like this on my table, my nightstand, on my side of the bed. My wife has her bottle of water as well. And I have it so I can stay hydrated throughout the night if I get up or whatever. But I drink it the first thing in the morning because it depends on the person, depends on age, probably depends on gender a little bit. We lose X amount of ounces of water per night.
Oh yeah, they actually say your spine is actually dehydrated from sleeping all night because everything is being cycled through the body and everything else. So if you don't rehydrate first thing in the morning,
your brain is dehydrated.
Mm.
So I like taking, and I'm not advocating any particular supplement with this. You guys choose what you want, but like I will do a big bottle of water and then some liquid aminos with collagen and a liquid multivitamin mineral, not a mega dose, nothing crazy.
No,
but to me, it's almost like I'm topping off my levels to start my day.
Yeah.
So big thing of water, like a small tablespoon of collagen and aminos, and then like some phytonutrients, because all liquid with the water just gets in my system. I kind of like feel like I'm topping off my levels. I literally feel better. You know, it's some of it a placebo psychosomatic, maybe some of it, but I'm going to do it anyway because no bad has happened and I feel better. And then I can have a cup of coffee or something like that. But right. I want to get right first.
Well, and I'm a big supporter of that too. Like, again, everybody can use whatever they want, but I mean, part of my morning regimen, same thing. I actually have a big stainless steel bottle because I have a special water filter. So I top that off every night before I go to bed. And I don't want to chug too much right before I go to sleep because then you're probably getting up in the middle of the night. But you want it there in case you happen to need it. But same thing. I get up first thing in the morning and I chug a ton of water. Actually, I'll grab that bottle and just go finish it on the way to the kitchen. And then I get my morning routine going. But I also, the same thing, I have my own daily regimen. I have, I don't believe in the hard pill vitamins. Like I have a nutrition and vitamin business as well. And I have my own blend of botanicals that I take. And I have one that's specifically for my telomeres, for your DNA health, anti-aging, all that stuff. So
I do that too.
Yep.
See. I do that too. Yeah.
So.
And honestly, that ultimately is most important because the length of the tail on your telomere and the telomerase, the health of all that, the longevity of it, the lack of degradation of it is actually what allows for you to have longevity. It's when the tail disappears that cellular regeneration stops or slows even during that process. And that's what makes you die.
Yeah.
And then people get to a certain point in their life and there's like seems to be a more rapid decline in cellular damage. And that is because of the DNA health and the length of the telomere.
There's literally advanced blood work you can get done now that will tell you how old you are, right? They can say, you have a numeric age, but what's your cellular age? You know, they talk about that.
Right. There's cellular age. There's biological age, neurological age, chronological age.
Yeah.
And probably psychological age as well. And all of those things are different. They don't all have to be in sync because chronologically you might be 70, but physiologically you might be 45.
Right.
And psychologically you could have the wisdom of someone 60, but the mental acuity of someone who's 48 and learning at a very high level. So they don't have to all be the same. And actually it's optimal if they're not.
True. But I will say back to the earlier part of this show, when we started, we both were talking about how important it is to keep learning, right? Keep acquiring new knowledge, executing on that knowledge. And my thing is this, if I'm older in years because I've learned that much more, I better be younger in my physical years. I better have been working on my recovery, my telomere support, all of that. Because Michael and I are actually connected with the same nutrition company. I don't know if you're connected with them too, since you know about telomere support, but we both do.
I am. Yeah.
Oh, you are Isogenix?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I
talk about it on the show, and I was like, wait, that's why I was like, I was trying to remember. I'm like, wait, is he in my world too?
I got back on that regimen as well, because you know, what's funny is I actually primarily use the skincare because I like it so much. But yes, the nutrition is great as well.
You see, I'd never used the telomere. I tried it like a couple years ago, and then when it first came out, I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm young. I don't need it. And then this year is the first hardcore year that I've been taking it every day. So, and I'll be turning 40 in September. So I'm still young, but I was like, well,
I have almost a decade on you.
Yeah. So, but the point is,
it goes fast, brother.
I was like, I think I have more gray than you though. So
I don't know. My light is just not showing it, but I definitely have a lot of gray hair.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were talking about rest and recovery and all this stuff. I still train super hard and I do a lot of stuff. Like I competed in cycling I started racing bikes before I could drive a car. I did the Ironman. I did mountain bike adventure racing.
Yeah.
Ethereum time trial. Like I did all that stuff and off-road. I competed in inline skating races, all that. And then after I did the Ironman, I started doing martial arts, but I didn't start martial arts until I was 24. And over the years, I've trained in 8 or 9 different disciplines. I still train in 2 or 3 now.
Wow.
But I'm training with some monsters. Like crazy. Like some of these guys are like right down here, you can't see it, but down it's Wanderlei Silva's gym, and that's where I train. And all the guys that come into Vegas to train for that, and they have their UFC fights. They had their last 2 weeks of training camp here.
Oh wow.
And so I get to train with some incredible people.
That's crazy.
And then there's just monsters there all the time as well. And although I have to be more careful than I used to, I can't do everything at that level every day. I can still train with them. I'll bang, I'll spar, we'll roll, we'll do whatever. But I have to take care of myself afterwards. And when I'm talking to these younger guys, they can't believe how old I am and that I'm in there banging and doing all this. And I said, listen, you guys, I know you feel pretty good right now. You're doing great. You're a total stud. Take it from the old guy. I said, not every day you have to kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not every day. Take a couple minutes, do the inversion table, inversion swing, you know, decompress your spine, especially if you're doing jiu-jitsu. I mean, you just totally jack yourself.
Oh, all that grappling and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Do foam roller. Go to the chiropractor. Go get a massage.
Mm-hmm.
Try acupuncture once in a while. Take nutritional supplements. Take a nap. Learn how to meditate. And some of them listen and they do really, really well. I have a lot of friends who are in the UFC and are now retired from the UFC. A lot. I've been in this world. I was actually just hanging out with Dana White yesterday.
Sweet.
I was down at the Ultimate Fighter Training Center watching the Tuesday, what do they call it? Dana White's Tuesday night or Tuesday contender series, something like that. Anyway, Snoop Dogg was commentating. It was hysterical. Anyway. And so I'm super entrenched in that and I'm just seeing what's happening. And I know the people who, and this is a good lesson for everybody. I have friends who are so messed up from fighting in the UFC, destroyed their life, brain damage, broken joints. One guy can't even do a down dog in yoga because his shoulder won't even support him in a down dog.
Oh, wow.
He's by the UFC door, and he's a monster. But now he's a broken monster. And a lot of mental challenges with all these different people from head trauma. And it's just, they stayed in too long. It's kind of like the boxer who should have retired and they took too much damage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a whole other discussion about traumatic brain injury and impact sports and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm with you on the head trauma stuff. That is a whole other show because I was a USSA ski race coach here locally for 11 years for youth, and we stressed concussion prevention and the head trauma, and they get to wear helmets. This isn't even UFC. There's no helmets.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, here's the thing about UFC, like the NFL. Actually, my friend Dr. Kristen Willemeyer worked with Dr. Daniel Amen, who did all the studies on the NFL players. She interpreted all the data. She's a neuroscientist. And so she shared a lot of things with me that she could, you know, obviously that wasn't in violation of HIPAA compliancy, but things that became public knowledge. And it's horrible. I said, well, what about, you know, UFC? You know, they wear 4 ounce gloves. Boxers are wearing 8 or 10 ounce gloves, as an example. And that basically there's not enough data yet because it's too new. They're like in the NFL, they're looking at people who are now in their 40s and 50s. I just learned of a friend's husband who's mid 50s and is in early stage Alzheimer's, and is mid 50s because he was an NFL, I think, lineman. So,
wow,
it's terrible. And
I do also feel a lot of that is also tied back to the other lifestyle.
It is. So you have to know when to get out, when to stop.
And also along the way, these guys push themselves so hard that where was your nutrient density on your nutritional programming? Where were you at your rest and recovery states? Did you tax yourself so far, so long?
Well, the diet, the way they cut weight is so brutal. And now, at least with the Nevada Athletic Commission, they don't let them rehydrate with an IV, because then they can't take it to such an extreme. So a lot of the guys actually are going up because of that. We're getting a little off topic here, but the point of all this is that you must take care of yourself. If you're an athlete, if you're an extreme person, if you're a go-getter, which, you know, if you're watching or listening to this, you probably are. That's why you're enjoying this kind of show.
Exactly.
Take time to rest and recover so you don't have to experience, you know, this crap that I'm going through right now, because I ignored my own good wisdom that I know well and good. And along the way, I thought, I can go a little bit more. I can do a little bit more. I the one more thing on the plate. Let's do this. Instead of saying, you know what? I need a day to chill out.
And when you've given yourself the right amount of rest and recovery and you come back, it's like, for example, in the CrossFit space, people don't understand. And again, I'm not going to go too deep into this, because I wanted to make sure people saw on this show and heard on this show that there's more to us and what we're doing in the world than just, for example, isogenics. That's just a tool, right? That's a platform built into our bigger platform, right? It's powerful.
Right.
And it's not for everybody because they're not really open to it yet. But wow, I've been doing it since 2010. And the one thing that I learned back in 2010 when I started using it is the rest and recovery piece. Because a little bit on me was what I was living in Arizona and traveling all over the West, because I left the corporate world and I got to serve as a hotshot wildland firefighter with the U.S. Forest Service. So I was on one of the elite crews where we were living in the woods. You didn't shower for 2 weeks. You're up at high altitude. You're fighting the big stuff. And the accumulated exhaustion that came out of that, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I'd already run marathons and half marathons before that, you know, big cycling events. I thought I was ready to rock. That's also how I found CrossFit. But it was like, after that first year of fire, it's 2 months go by, I still didn't have full energy back from my workouts. I was like, what is wrong with me? And it's everything you and I are talking about. Like, my nutrient density was crap because I was eating the government provide food at the fire camps. The following year when I came back for the second year before I ended that 2 year adventure, I learned properly what real vitamins were, right? Proper nutrient density. I started learning about the power of detoxing the body and actually letting your body rest while you're actually doing the detox, not like trying to still kill yourself in the gym while you're also trying to balance the whole fasting detox recovery thing.
It's an ebb and flow.
Yeah. What you and I are talking about here is we're talking about balancing all of this. It isn't just one thing. And that's what I think people forget about. They're looking for the magic pill. And it's like, guys, like, yeah, you got 10 years on me, but you look freaking awesome and you're kicking ass and taking names. And that's exactly what I'm trying to inspire in other people and in myself, is that, guys, start taking your care of yourself now. Start learning each of these little components that you and I are talking about today. It's not just nutrition and rest and recovery, but it's like, there's a lot of other things here, but you got to start tackling them one at a time and learning them so you can build that superpowered system. I don't know how else better to word it.
No, I agree. I always think of it like you have bits of energy. Let's just simplify it and say you have 10 bits of energy. just your maximum. I'm just simplifying.
I like it.
People would like to argue simplifying. So you have 10 bits of energy. If you demand or you're creating a demand for 12, something's going to give, something's going to break. If something requires 9, but something else takes 2 and 4 and 1, something's going to break. So it just ebbs and flows. Like what day of the week, what week of the month, what month of the year. Hmm. It's kind of like you have seasons. You have seasons of what you spend most of your time and money and effort and love doing. And you have to flow with it. And you have to ask yourself good questions. And then when you screw up, like I did, go back, reassess. And it doesn't mean it won't happen again. It means that it's less likely to happen. It'll probably be much further down the road if it does happen.
Well, and the best part, we've covered so much today, but I love the simplicity of that. You have a cough, and a lot of people just take the cough for granted, right? But extreme health and fitness nuts like you and I that are also entrepreneurs understand we've been studying this and listening to these points in ourselves. So we know that, hey, whoa, if I allowed that sniffle to roll in or that cough to roll in, something else is wrong. And a lot of people don't understand. They're like, oh, that's normal. I'm like, no. When you get this good and you hack your body this well and you learn how to monitor yourself and try and build that peak performance model, you need to listen to your body. And that's how awesome it is when you get this healthy. And that's why I try and teach people, I'm like, if you want to crush it in business, whether it be online or in a brick and mortar or whatever you're doing or your career or whatever, this is what we're talking about. This is huge. You have to take care of yourself because it's going to impact other things.
And other people, and likely adversely.
So yeah.
Like, on that note, before I cough up a lung, I'm going to have to wrap.
We can wrap it up. I like that. Yeah.
I truly apologize, but I want to be able to serve you and your audience the best of my ability.
Well, and I also want to bring it to a close anyway, because you need to serve your wife tonight because she's got a big event, and you're going to be
I'm going to be the greeter.
Yeah. Which is nice. You get to take a break.
Put outside when people come in.
Well, very nice. I like your style.
Yeah, we're going to roll.
I'm looking forward to Thrive this year. I want to catch up with you when we get out there. So
for sure.
Yeah, you, Michael, and I need to catch up and hang. But anyway, so this has been a great show. Thank you again for reworking your schedule, working with us, getting out here. I'm honored to help get your message out there and get you out there to the world because you're already huge, but more podcasts, more YouTube channel stuff. This is what it's all about. It's growing your brand so other people can learn about you and how you can help them as well. I hinted at you before we started the show, though, today that I always give the final word to our co-hosts. So we've covered so much. Like, is there an all-encompassing message that you're just trying to get out there with everything you're doing on, you know, johnspencerellis.com and obviously all your social media, your books, everything that you're doing, you know, Nesta? What is that message you're trying to do to the world?
I guess two parts is, one is that you must surround yourself with the right people. If you have the wrong people in your tribe and your network on your team, you will fail, or you will never reach the point or the pinnacle that you want. And then the second part is that, you're truly only limited by how you think and what you think and your belief in yourself. It really is that simple, and I'm reminded of it by incredible achievers every single day, and you're no different.
Well, thank you. Those are great words. I appreciate that, and our audience appreciates that. I will speak on their behalf. So hang tight. I want to give you a proper goodbye when I stop the recording here. So again, to our listeners, guys, that's John Spencer Ellis, okay? If you have not heard of this gentleman, it's his name. Go to johnspencerellis.com. Check out his podcast, The Entrepreneur Show. Check out one of his books. I shared it on there, but actually, because we have kick-ass show notes on this show, I will link all of his books that you can get on Amazon in the show notes so you guys can go right to livethefuel.com and read all about him. You'll have his Facebook links, Twitter links. So that's why you guys can be lazy right now and not go-getters. I'm allowing that because then you got to go back to the show notes and click on all this stuff later. So again, thanks for listening in. We're here to fuel your health, your business, your lifestyle. Keep living the fired up, epic life, and we'll talk to you guys again soon. Hey there, Live the Fuel fans. Quick commercial break. Before we close out the episode, just wanted to give you some extra tips and tricks before we send you on your way. So again, thank you again for listening to the Live the Fuel show. I hope you got a lot out of this recent episode. More importantly, please subscribe to the show if you haven't subscribed yet. Stay in touch. Get me some feedback. Submit a review on iTunes or Stitcher. And get us the voice of you, the listener, so we can build this content back into the show and make sure that I'm actually taking you, the listener, into this design and future as Live the Fuel grows. So again, subscribe, submit a review, stay in touch. Heck, on that point, go visit livethefueltank.com. livethefueltank.com. That will take you to the link to our private Facebook group community where you can join and I can stay more in touch with you going forward outside of the podcast world. All right, last quick little piece here for you guys, some extra value. One, go to livethefuel.com main page. You'll see on there we have our free resources guide. If you are looking for free content and not having to pay for it, consider getting on my email list. You click on the button, send me my copy, get your Super Sevens resources guide. There's over 21 of my favorite online resources that I built into this little electronic guide for you guys. There's no cost. It'll just be emailed to you just by hopping on my email. Again, just thank you for listening. I want to give you some value. Second piece of my little extra nuggets of knowledge, if you want to call it this, is go to the resources section on the site. In there, I have three columns, health, business, lifestyle. And two, right off the bat, that I want to make sure you guys are taking advantage of is number one, eatpillynuts.com. And number two, villacapelli.com. Their logos are on the site. You got a big bowl of nuts there. And you got a cool big V, Power V logo. Both of those, if you use the discount code FUEL, F-U-E-L, you will get 10% off at checkout. So take advantage of that, please, and thank you. And more importantly, there's other companies linked on there. My nutritional and health alignment with Isagenix since 2010. The Pure Vitamin Club company for their kick-ass magnesium B12 and an awesome multi-cap. There's some additional business resources on there. Number one, Singularis IT. I go mountain biking and road cycling with the founder. This is a legitimate IT company. I don't care where you are in the world, you can use their services. We're talking about serious white glove level services. I've moved all of my IT solutions over to them, and I outsource them regularly for any future and onboarding clients down the road. And lastly, but not leastly, David Studio. If you have no clue who this guy is, guess what? He is my new audio engineer. This is the guy I've been having making it happen behind the scenes. I found him through the Fiverr world. So if you search for David, D-A-V-I-D, Studio on Fiverr, you can track this guy down. But guess what? He's also on the Upwork platform. He's on the People Per Hour platform. You can search for him through his real name. I've never literally physically met this guy or talked to him in person. We have been just met through the online world. But if you search for E-M-I-N, that's I believe pronounced Emin, and Fikic, which is F as in Frank, I-K-I-C, you can search for him in Upwork, People Per Hour. Oh, more importantly, just go to Fiverr like I did. But if you are a podcaster or somebody just looking to get quality audio engineering, this is your guy. So again, guys, I'll let you get back to your day. Thanks again for listening to Live the Fuel. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up, epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.